You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Taco Man Radio is on the air, live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. My name is Johnny Taco, a.k.a. the Taco Man, of course. For the next couple of hours, we'll hopefully invade your world and bring you some joy, some fun, some information, of course. And we'll have a good time for the next couple of hours. Straight up, we're talking sports smack, of course. No, we're not talking. Yes, we are. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The NFL draft hot and happening, of course, and heavyweight boxing. Is there a star born in Anthony Joshua? There may be a star born. Of course, the kid from the UK, 2012 Olympic gold medalist, winner today over Vladimir Klitschko. And, of course, Zachary, what's happening in your world?
Oh, you know, the greatest team in Major League Baseball pulled off a pretty big comeback tonight.
Talk to me. The Dodgers did something.
Yep, they pulled off a comeback in the ninth inning, so pretty big deal. We might as well just end the season now. I think we've figured out who the best team is.
The season and the show. The Dodgers won a game. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Folks, we have a text line. It's hot and it's happening. You can text us 24-7, 415-275-1613. The text line, the Johnny Taco text line tonight, 415-275-1613. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network. This is Sports Byline.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Let let's get to the news. President Trump today spoke at the Holocaust Memorial Museum's National Days of Remembrance. He reminded the crowd that we must never forget the 6 million people who attended his inauguration. It was reported that President Trump spoke today at the Holocaust Museum, though Steve Bannon denies it. That's right, President Trump spoke at the Holocaust Museum, and take a quick listen at how he pronounced the word Nazi.
We are here today to remember and to bear witness, to make sure that humanity never, ever forgets the Nazis.
So here's my question. Is it weird that I'm a little relieved he doesn't know how to say Nazi? Nazi. He makes it sound like British slang for sex. Fancy a quick Nazi? It's not pronounced the same way you say Fozzie Bear. Who can forget Hitler's famous words? Waka, waka, waka! But I'm sorry, I shouldn't pick on him. I don't want to be a grammar Nazi. But, Nazi. According to reports, President Trump is willing to back away from his demand that a government funding bill include money to build his proposed border wall. Wow, first Mexico was going to pay for the wall, then we were going to pay for it, now nobody's going to pay for it. By the time this is over, he's going to settle for the Brady Bunch solution.
This is your part of the room, this is my part of the room.
Spirit Airlines has scored the lowest customer satisfaction rating in its industry for the third year in a row. Really? Lower than United? What does Spirit Airlines do when their flights are overbooked? Just crash the plane into a mountain? Today was National Hug a Plumber Day. Said plumbers, this doesn't make up for what you did in there. To be honest, I don't think I want a hug from you. Experts reportedly believe that North Korea is preparing to conduct another nuclear test, so I'd be very worried if you're a Californian in a canoe directly off the coast of North Korea. Today was National DNA Day. Of course, any day can be DNA Day if you're staying in a Motel 6. Oh, okay. All right. Got away with 3 Holocaust Museum jokes, but you guys draw the line at Motel 6. I get it. The founder of Wikipedia recently announced plans for a crowdfunded new website in the hopes it will fight the spread of fake news. But take that with a grain of salt because I read it on Wikipedia. And finally, department store Nordstrom has begun selling fake muddy jeans for $425, said a guy who clearly crapped his pants. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a great show for you tonight.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
With his hip sports day, Sunday, April 30th, 2017, we're talking NFL draft score. The Browns went number one. They went with the defensive end, Myles Garrett. Talk to me, Zach. What do you think about Browns grabbing that number one guy? Is he worth the number one pick?
Yeah, I think so. He was one of the best defensive players in the draft, and the Browns have had horrible luck with quarterbacks, so it's probably good for their sake that they didn't take another risk on a quarterback.
When's the last time they had a good quarterback? Bernie Kosar?
Yeah, you named him exactly. I'm surprised you were even able to remember, because the guy wasn't even that great.
Okay, so is he an impact player? Is he going to make an impact this first year as a rookie?
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, the Browns really, that's one of the main things they needed. They also need an offensive line pretty badly. Their offensive line is horrible.
Well, 6'4", 272 out of Texas A&M. Number two, of course, Mitchell Trubisky. Trubisky went to the Bears. The Bears, they sort of gave up their number two pick. And I take it back. The 49ers were number two, right? And they traded for number three. So the 49ers took a guy named Solomon Thomas out of Stanford. Have you seen this guy? He's huge.
Yeah, I thought that was a good pick. And the Niners were really smart because they basically got the guy they wanted all along, but they traded with the Bears to get more picks. So they ended up actually gaining a lot from that, and they got to pick the guy they wanted. Meanwhile, the Bears picked Trubisky, who was high risk and only played 13 college games.
Okay, wait. And who's the guy that's calling the shots now for the Niners since Jed York has been sent off to go count his money?
Well, Jed York is still technically in charge, but Trent Baalke isn't there.
And but the guy that's really calling the shots now is in the new coach. And, of course, the guy that was with the Carolina Panthers, their offensive coordinator, wasn't it?
Yeah. And they also hired a new GM, John Lynch, who has gotten a lot of credit for the picks because they made some really good picks in that. You know, they got two first-round picks. They managed to steal an Alabama player, Foster, and that he's a defensive lineman. So, I mean, that was a good pickup that they got. They actually traded with the Seahawks to get back into the first round to get that
pick. I'll go 4-8 here. Leonard Fournette, Corey Davis, Jamal Adams, Mike Williams, and Christian McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey went to the Panthers, number 8. You surprised about that?
I'm not too surprised. I actually think it was a good pick. They needed a running back. You know, Jonathan Stewart's always getting injured. And Christian McCaffrey, I think, looked very good in college. And I think he could end up being a top running back.
5'11", 202 pounds, not too small for the NFL, huh?
No, not for a running back. And don't let his whiteness fool you.
That's what I was going to bring up. He came from Stanford. I mean, he was a guy down there on the farm. There's just no doubt about it. And the guy, no doubt about that. Number 9 was John Ross, the wide receiver out of Washington. Let me look at number 10. The 10 guy came from the Bills. The Chiefs got the number 10 guy. And, of course, that was Patrick Mahomes. Of those top 10 guys I mentioned there, what guys are we going to be talking about 3 or 4 weeks into the season? Are any of these guys going to, like, 3 or 4 weeks of the season, you say, good God, this was the best draft pick? Who was it? Who's going to be?
Out of all the top 10?
Yeah.
I mean, I think the best pick was probably the Niners pick because they got to get the guy they wanted. And on top of that, you know, they got, like, extra picks. So that was probably the single best move of the draft.
Interesting. Looking at colleges here, Michigan had 11 picks go in the draft. Alabama 10, Miami 9, Florida 8, LSU 8, Utah 8, Ohio State. Of course, the Buckeyes, baby, 7, Clemson 6, North Carolina 6, Tennessee 6, and it goes on down the list. Everybody else has got about 6 as well. So good run for Michigan. And Michigan's going to be a major player as far as college football is concerned again this year. I mean, Michigan's just got it going on, man.
Yeah, and that's a sore spot for Niners fans because, you know, they lost a coach that could still be there to Michigan.
Is Harbaugh a fans coach, a players coach, and not the guy the front office likes? Is that the way Harbaugh breaks down?
Basically, you know, the players seem to like him. The fans, of course, liked him, and he was successful, so... I think it was just, you know, York wanted to call the shots and Harbaugh wanted to call the shots too, so it didn't end up working out.
Zachary, you do know that he is a walking time bomb. He's a walking dead man, right?
Jim Harbaugh? Or are you talking
about? Oh, yeah. Come on. As intense as he is, you got to be kidding. He's ready. He'll have a stroke soon. They put a pacemaker in his heart like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, and he's not that old, so that's not really a great sign for him.
No, and he's not the most relaxed guy in the world. Straight up, we're talking scores here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Next up, open phone lines around the planet, but you can hit us up on the text line. We're happening on the text line, 415 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. We'll go through the Major League scoreboard. Of course, we'll go through the NBA playoffs. And, of course, talk about the National Hockey League. The Stanley Cup playoffs are rocking and rolling. You are tuned to Sports Byline. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, live on Sports Byline.
We're talking Byline Sports, where sports happens.
I'm sorry, I am not like you guys.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Tuck.
Clap your hands, sir. Stop being racist. Clap your hands.
Baseball scores. Let's start off, of course, in the Los Angeles Dodgers. 6-5. Three home runs in the ninth inning. Wow. What can I say against that? Zachary, you say that your mom and dad were there? That's fantastic. Straight up, of course, say. The Dodgers rocking and rolling, of course, down there at 6-5 over the Philadelphia Phillies. Now, back to the Major League scoreboard, of course. Baltimore came up short. New York Yankees rocking and rolling, scoring 12 runs at home, 12-4. The New York Mets on the other side of the coin were winners as well, 5-3 over the Washington Center. I always call them the Washington Centers. And, of course, Tampa Bay came up short, 4-1 against Toronto. Checking the rest of the Major League scoreboard, Chicago White Sox 6-4 winners over Detroit, and the Chicago Cubs were 7-4 winners over the Boston Red Sox. Zachary, what's happening in the world of the NBA?
Well, we had three games last night, and the Wizards won against the Hawks 115-99. The Clippers managed to not clip for once, and they won 98-93 against the Jazz. The Celtics defeated the Bulls 105-83 in Game 6.
Up here in Oakland, California, people are really chilled and relaxed. Of course, the Warriors rolling over the suspect, and we knew it was going to happen the way it happened. Of course, talk about the Portland Trailblazers. What's next up for God's team?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure Curry could probably get some endorsement deals with some tampon companies since he's so soft. Other than that, I'm not sure.
Why are you knocking on Curry? I'm serious. I'm talking about why are you knocking on Curry? I mean, let's be honest, man. The team is still rocking and rolling. They did what they were supposed to do against Portland.
I know. I just wanted to mess with some of the fans up there.
Well, that's yeah.
The Golden State glory holes. That's what I call them.
Well, you know that right now they are the best team in basketball, are they not?
Yeah, they are. I mean, I'm sure they'll end up winning. You know.
So if you're sure they end up winning, why are you kicking sand in their face? just to do it.
I mean, you know, it's a super team.
Time out. Is this just to do it? I mean, here you are blowing the Los Angeles Dodgers because they happened to win one game. They did it in dramatic fashion, okay? Come on.
Well, I'm kind of a Nike guy, so I would just do it. I'm not into those Under Armour dad shoes that Curry's trying to push.
Text line is happening. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Of course, this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Johnny Talk. A little bit later, we'll be talking some combat sports, bringing in the IBF heavyweight champion. Talking about Anthony Joshua. We'll hear from the former champion. Talk about Vladimir Klitschko. Battle of gold medalists, folks. One guy was a 1996 gold medalist. The other guy was a 2012 gold medalist. Do you need to figure out really who won? Come on. You sort of figured that one out, didn't you? Well, no, but it was real close. We'll talk about that. Of course, heavyweight boxing is back. And where does WBO champion Joseph Parker fit in the mix, undefeated out of New Zealand? Will he end up fighting Huey Fury? We'll talk about that at 40 minutes past the hour as well. And Deontay Wilder weighs in. But straight up, let's talk about hockey. Of course, the National Hockey League, man, it's rocking and rolling. We're talking National Hockey, meaning Stanley Cup playoffs. And then, of course, yesterday, it's a couple of great playoff games. Pittsburgh was the winner, 6-2 over Washington. And get this, it was dramatic in Ottawa. I mean, dramatic as it gets. Two overtimes, and this is what happened.
Parker back after. Heard the footsteps of Hayes coming and got rid of it quickly. Set up around the boards and out Girardi to an open side. Plucked by Pajot. Shoots! Scores! Nash shorthanded with Derek Stepan. Here he comes. He's right in. Stepan scores!
6-5. Ottawa's winner of the New York Rangers. Rangers not looking like it. Put it this way. When you get your butt whipped 6-5 in double overtime, it takes its emotional toll on you. I don't care if you're a hockey player or a baseball player. The bottom line is losing in the 15th, in the bottom of the 15th, anything like that is just not emotionally good, especially in a playoff situation. So the New York Rangers falling short there, 6-5, a double overtime. Some of the other games we'll talk about a little bit later in hour number two. Now, our featured athlete of the night will be the greatest athlete, I think, of the past quarter century. Who do you think that is, Zach? The greatest of all time.
Probably like Brian Scalabrine or someone like that.
And no, probably not even close. Bo Jackson, baby. Oh. Bo Jackson. Think about that. Who has excelled in baseball and football to the levels that he took it?
Well, that's true. But, I mean, Brian Scalabrine was on the bench for the 2008 Celtics. There's always that.
Zach, I don't know if you're trying to be trivial with me tonight, but it isn't working. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Johnny Taco. We have our text line hot and happening here. And the text line is, they want to talk boxing on the text line. Yeah, we'll get to that at 40 minutes past the hour. Of course, the text line, once again, is 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. So let's go back to the NBA playoffs now. The Cavs, they're going to rock and roll. Is it still going to boil? Is it going to be the Cavs in the East and the Warriors in the West? Is that what this is all boiled down to? Should we just, like, put our heads under the pillow and wait till the finals?
Probably. I mean, there's not much of a challenge. I think probably the biggest threat to the Warriors is the Rockets. But other than that, I don't know. Okay. I mean,
and who would be a threat to the King?
The King? What King?
LeBron James.
I mean, he has the refs in his pocket, so there's not that.
Oh, man. Are you like Mr. Analog? Who are you? Damn, man. Folks, he's like Mr. Negative. And I don't know what to say. How can I put this? Did you not take your Prozac today, Zachary, or what?
The Leastern Conference, so.
Zachary's the Leastern. Zachary, oh, my, can't believe it. Hey, what's up, folks? I am not responsible if Zachary doesn't take his Prozac on the air here, okay? 415, he's liable to say anything. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. But, I mean, it looks like LeBron, as far as the TV people are concerned, they would like to have LeBron rematch with Golden State again. They think that would probably capture the most viewers in the finals, right?
Yeah, it would be the first time that the same three teams have met in the finals. So that would be like 3 years in a row. So that would be interesting, you know. But I don't know. I can't just talk about how great they are every week. You know, it's like you got to find something else to say.
No, but the bottom line is they're rocking and rolling, man. And we dumped on them enough when they were winning. You know what I'm saying? And they were doing something. And finally, they convinced me, man. I mean, I've never seen a better shooter in my entire life than Steph Curry. The guy shoots the ball like from halfway down the court. They're just incredible shots, man. He makes them look natural. I mean, I think he's like the best natural shooter I've ever seen. And I really can't compare shooting anybody else except maybe Michael Jordan. Of course, you would say Jordan was a better shooter than Steph Curry right now if they were both to retire?
Oh, yeah. Curry's a better shooter. If you talk about any other aspect of the game, then Jordan's better. But Curry is a better shooter.
Speaking about Jordan, man, he plays golf. And he plays like somebody told me one time that he bet $325,000 on a putt. That he's that good. Charles Barkley says, oh, man, he's got millions. He could lose $1 million in the golf course in a day. He could care less. Holy cow. That's a lot of money.
I think what it is when you have had such a huge rush in your life, you know, you're winning all these titles and all that, you got to find something to replace it with. And where else can you really get that but gambling?
Good point there. Of course, the great Michael Jordan, man. Now, he still owns part of the Wizards, right?
Yeah. So, not the Wizards. He owns part of the Bobcats.
The Bobcats? Oh, boy. It's
the Hornets now. I forgot they changed this year to the Hornets.
Interesting. Okay, name change. Back to the world of boxing. Of course, we're following it up in the upcoming segment here. Is the heavyweight division yes or no? Does the heavyweight division look like it's going to become exciting again?
Yeah, I mean, Anthony Joshua, him winning the title, I think makes it a lot more exciting because Klitschko isn't really the most exciting fighter. I mean, he hasn't been. I told you before the show, this was the most exciting Klitschko fight. So.
Yeah, but you also picked Klitschko to win.
I did. And you know what? That bet didn't look too bad in like the middle of the fight, did it? It did.
No, you're right, Zach. In fact, I think Klitschko might have been up when the fight was called.
He might have, and I don't think it was an early stoppage.
Zach, that was a little early, Zach.
It was a little early, right? I'm not saying
that was
it was horrible, but it was early.
That was a little early, Zach. I never say that. I never say the early, but that was an early stop, I thought. Not real early, but still it was early. This is a heavyweight title fight. Guy's 41 years old, probably in his last bout. He let it go until he drops. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, of course. Johnny Taco is All-Stars, hour number 1 of 2. We're talking combat sports next up, and that means boxing, folks. Heavyweight boxing is back. We're ready to rock and roll with it after the break. Join us via the text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. I am the Taco Man, live from the Sports Byline Grill in San Francisco, California. This is Sports Byline.
This is now, and I want you back.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Yeah.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
London.
I think you've made a few friends here.
I love you too, guys. I hope you enjoyed the fight. Both fighters were really giving its best. The best man won tonight, and it's an amazing event for boxing. Two gentlemen fought each other. I said gentlemen because boxing came from England. So, truly two gentlemen fought each other. Anthony was better today than I. It's really sad that I didn't make it tonight. I was planning to do it. It didn't work. But all the respect to Anthony, congratulations. Love and respect to you guys, 90,000 people present. You're awesome, guys. Thank you so much for your support of the sport and of this fight.
What will you do next? Are you interested in a rematch?
Of course we have it in the contract. I'm right now interested. Analyze what the heck has happened. So, I did enjoy the night as well as you. I wish I could raise my hands instead of being someone that actually didn't make it and won the titles back. But congratulations to Anthony. He got up, he fought back, and he won the titles.
Commiserations. Thank you for staying and talking to us.
Yeah.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
You might not like his fighting style, folks, but you got to admit, the guy's got class, even the feet. Vladimir Klitschko, of course, getting up off the canvas not once but twice, being finished tonight, of course. But he put Joshua down as well. In fact, when he put Joshua down that one time, Joshua's eyes rolled around in his head, Zach, and I thought it was all over at that point in time, didn't you?
Yeah, definitely looked like it. And I think he made such a big mistake by not jumping on Joshua then, because he looked completely done.
Biggest mistake he's ever made in his life. But you know what, though? This is what happens when there's blood in the water and you're old. Sort of like Anderson Silva when he hit Daniel Cormier in the ribs, kicked him in the ribs there and had him ready to go and didn't know it. There's blood in the water, but they're too old to smell it. This guy's 41 years old, 1996 Olympic gold medals, 64-5, now 54 KOs. He went 11 years unbeaten. Give him his props, but he took a pretty good ass whooping tonight.
No doubt about that. I mean, it was a entertaining fight, and they both looked like they had been in a fight at the end.
90,000 people there. Of course, the time was 2:25, 2 minutes and 25 seconds. Round number 11. The scores were sort of weirder. Let me read the scores to you. 96-93 for Joshua. 95-93 for Joshua, and then 95-93 for Klitschko. And I'm not sure where those scores, which one of those scores was right, because the fight was back and forth, and some of those rounds were really tough to score. Even the rounds in which there were knockdowns, some of those rounds were tough to score. So tough rounds to score, but the bottom line is Anthony Joshua now 19-0, 19 knockouts. Let's hear from the new IBF champ.
Deontay Wilder, are you throwing your hat into the ring?
Almost definitely. You know, like I said before, it's all about unification now. You know, I want to do my thing and go get that other belt. And at the end of the year, we have a mega fight. And winner takes all. Bragging rights, considered the best man on the planet.
Tony, you're giving me a smile. Does this mean you're also throwing your hat into the ring?
Oh, listen, I've just defeated the bogeyman of the heavyweight division. So what does that make me? Listen, there's... I can't say it no more, because what I was saying was, out of all the world heavyweight champions, I had a better name on my legend than any of these guys. But now, Anthony's the man. He's taking the king's throne. I'm going to dance. But listen.
We've seen you dancing as well.
I'm going to dance. It's not bad, you know. It's not bad. But listen, just before we go on to that, what I would like to say tonight is Vladimir Klitschko deserves an awful lot of praise.
Absolutely.
He dragged himself off that floor tonight so many times. And he's always been knocked for being such a safety-first guy. People always question Vladimir's heart. Tonight he showed so much heart. And Anthony Joshua, make no mistake, Anthony Joshua beat the best Vladimir Klitschko I've seen in 6, 7, 8 years.
Okay, now that we've heard from Deontay Wilder, who wants a piece of Anthony Joshua, let's hear from Anthony Joshua.
As boxing states, you leave your ego at the door and you respect your opponent. So a massive shout out to Vladimir Klitschko for taking part. How much respect do you have for this man here? Okay, I'm not going to say too much because I don't know if he wants to come back and fight me again. But I got, in the terms of the Boxing Hall of Fame and the boxing arena, he's a role model in and out of the ring. And I got nothing but love and respect for anyone that steps in the ring, including Vladimir Klitschko, Vitaly Klitschko, Jonathan Banks, Robert McCracken, Tony Sims, Max McCracken, Peter Sims, Seltzer, Freddie Cunningham, the list goes on. You can hear I'm a little bit emotional because I know I got doubters that think that I can't do this and do that, but I dig deep. It is what it is. As I said, if you don't take part, you're going to fail. So just give it a go and you never know the outcome. London, Ukraine, Germany, thank you. I love you all. Thank you very much. Anthony, break the fight down for us and how you thought it was going, including the knockdown in the fifth and then you were down in the sixth. Well, you know, this is boxing. I'm only going to improve. You know, like, look, sometimes you can be a phenomenal boxer, but boxing's about character. And when you go to the trenches, that's when you find out who you really are. In this small little ring here, there's nowhere to hide. And as I said from the get-go, it will be a boxing classic and the best man will win. That's all it is. There's no complications about boxing. Anyone can do this. Anyone can do it. Just give it a go. As I said, it's about character. Find what you believe in, what you're good at, and just give it a go and keep on digging, digging and digging.
How deep did you have to dig in that fight?
It is what it is. You can see I come out and I won. That's how far I had to dig. I didn't go into a 12-round slugfest and struggle to beat Klitschko. I come back and I fought my heart out and I got him out of there. That's what I'm about. And Fury. Tyson Fury, where you at, baby? Come on, is that what you want to see? Come on, we're here, man. I enjoy fighting. I love fighting. Tyson Fury, I know he's been talking a lot and he wants to come back and compete. I want to give 90,000 people another chance to witness a lovely night of boxing. I just want to fight everyone, man. I'm really enjoying this right now.
Okay, Zachary, we talked about this a little bit earlier. 90,000 people. The guy drew 90,000 people at Wembley Stadium. What athlete, what American athlete can get 90,000 people into a stadium all by himself?
None.
What American athlete can get 50,000 people into a stadium all by himself?
Honestly, I can't think of any just on their own. I can't really think of anyone.
So why is this kid who's a 2012 Olympic gold medalist, pretty good looking kid? I mean, he's got some flaws, no doubt about that, and he'll probably get better. He should get better. He's only 27 years old. He's still learning how to fight, I think. How can I put this? I was impressed with the fact that he was able to get up. But then again, if he got up and I smelled that kind of blood in the water, I think I'd have chopped him up. I mean, he was just ready to go. Klitschko didn't go after him. Shame on him. I don't know what he was thinking. Maybe that was being 41 years old. But that was the time in the fight when the opponent had his only opportunity to win. In other words, he was outsized. He was out-muscled. He was out-weighed. The guy was faster than him. The guy was younger than him. The guy had everything. So the guy had all these advantages. And then when you're the opponent, you get this one shot in a fight. Sometimes you don't get that one shot. Sometimes you cut a guy at your shot. But this, he dropped him and he really hurt. He didn't follow up on it. So, you know, Klitschko, I think he has nobody to blame but himself, because I got news for you, man. That guy was like, he was ready to go. And he was wobbling around tired for about 45 seconds to 2 minutes.
And the thing that I also don't get is Klitschko's so cautious, so he didn't go for it right then. You know he's a very cautious fighter. Then at the end of the fight, he threw caution to the wind, and he got hit with a lazy uppercut, and that was pretty much the end of the fight for him.
Yeah, but here's what's up. How has he been beaten in the past, with the exception of the Tyson Fury fight by decision? He'd been stopped 3 times by guys with hooks. He got hit with hooks he didn't see. In other words, if you can hit him with a shot that he can't see, it's over. He's one of those guys that he cannot take a punch he can't see coming.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, and you know, Anthony Joshua deserves credit. I don't know if we should immediately call him the best heavyweight. I think that's to be determined.
No, but anybody that draws 90,000 people. Yeah, he can call his shots.
He's the biggest draw, no doubt. I mean, well, boxing is a British sport, as Vladimir Klitschko stated. It's from Britain, so that's a big reason why. I mean, we don't see giant football crowds, and I mean American football crowds, in other countries as much, right?
What I'm trying to say is that what I was leading to a little bit earlier was that fact that these people, they have a hero, somebody they can get behind. I mean, somebody they can really get behind as a country. And we really haven't had an athlete like that. I mean, I'm thinking about maybe like Babe Ruth or somebody like that. I mean, maybe it's been that long. I don't know. Can you think of somebody that was sort of like – that would make them – maybe Ali. I mean, maybe we have to go back to Ali, to where a guy that can make the country stop and take notice right then and there, the entire country. Joshua did that with 90,000 people there. All props to Ali, but – I don't think he ever drew 90,000 people.
No. Well, I don't know if they ever actually tried to, you know. I don't think that they actually – how many did he draw in Zaire?
That might have been the one. You're right. No, it was the indoor fight. Manila? That's right. That, That Thrill in Manila was an indoor fight. It was an indoor arena. I think they only had
I think you're right. Ali is probably the one.
Yeah. But I will say this, talk about great crowds. Luisito Espinosa. Yeah, Luisito Espinosa went to the Philippines, and I can't remember who he fought over in the Philippines, but they drew over 1 million people with in an outdoor event. Like they said, it was like 900,000 people. I kid you not. Anyway, I'll have to look that up on Guinness Book of World Records. Now, we have the heavyweight picture now. Of course, Deontay Wilder, we've heard from him a little bit. Joseph Parker, the 24-0 WBO champion out of New Zealand. He has to figure in the mix, too. So is Joshua going to sit back here and say, come fight me in England? I mean, I don't think – if I was him, I don't think I'd be fighting the United States anytime soon, not if I was drawing 90,000 people.
Right. I don't see why he would. He talked about needing to go to the U.S., and I think he does – because I still think America is the mecca of boxing. I still think Las Vegas is like the mecca of boxing. But at the same time, it's like he can make a lot of money over there.
The mecca, that's interesting. The mecca of boxing. Is there really a mecca of boxing anymore? I mean, come on, man. The Russians and the people from the former Soviet Union and, of course, the Mexicans, as Larry Merchant mentioned earlier today on another show, they have basically taken over the game. The Americans really don't play a part anymore. I mean, outside of Wilder, who do you figure is a heavyweight out there we can mention?
Well, are you talking about American heavyweight?
American heavyweights.
There's not really a lot of American heavyweights outside of Wilder. I mean, King Kong Ortiz is Cuban, so that I think that's one of the guys that people don't talk about enough is Luis Ortiz. That he. Him in those uppercuts, I mean, that's a threat against anybody. But I don't know if you can say
nobody will fight him. Nobody will fight him. Don't you understand? I mean, he can go out there and he's got a better chance of getting a fight on a street corner than he does in a ring.
I'll tell you this. If the Joshua that showed up today fought Ortiz, I don't know if I don't think he makes it to the end of the fight.
He wouldn't have got up from one of them uppercuts. There's no doubt about that. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Center, where that was your combat sports update brought to you by the World Boxing Organization, the WBO. You can follow them on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. A couple texts are happening. You can give us a shot on the text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
He's a bit shaggy, but he's clean. There he is.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, Get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
For he's the jolly good fellow, when nobody can deny.
I am the Taco Man. I want to welcome my listeners in the United States and around the world on the various networks, of course, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, Channel 203, iTunes.com, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. I keep going, but the bottom line is we're running up on the top of the hour. That's right. Hour number two, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars still to come. Hour number two, we're going to focus on Bo Jackson. That's right, the great Bo Jackson. I think considered the greatest athlete, I think, in the history of sports. Nobody's able to cross over from one sport to another and possibly be the MVP in both sports. Straight up, Bo Jackson unplugged.
Scalabrini.
In his own words. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Johnny Taco. The text line is hot and happening. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Of course, as I said, the heavyweight championship of the world. Is it in England? It's going to be in England for a while, folks. Anthony Josh, of course, defending that title of Joseph Parker, the WBO champion. If he wants a piece of that, guess what? He's going to have to go to England to get a piece of that. No doubt about that. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man. Stay tuned for hour number two. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars live from San Francisco on Sports Byline.